A federal judge in Boston has ruled that, for now, Stonehill College does not have to readmit a student with anorexia nervosa. The student withdrew from the college last spring after suffering a heart attack. When she returned to Stonehill this fall, school officials said they are not able to provide her with the level of care she needs to treat her anorexia. They ordered her to leave the campus. The student filed suit under the Americans with Disabilities Act, accusing Stonehill of discriminating against her because of what she says is a disability. From Boston, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Carrie Krissick says she's struggled with anorexia since she was 8 years old. Now, at the age of 20, Krissick has taken her eating disorder battle into federal court. After the court ruled against her, Krissick declined to speak with NPR, but earlier this week she spoke with CNN.
It's a very widespread disease, and it's important for people to understand that although we might be struggling with something, we still deserve to get things like a good education.
But she says she can't get an education because Stonehill College expelled her last fall. Stonehill is a small Catholic liberal arts school located about 20 miles south of Boston. The school says it wasn't the appropriate place for a student in Krissick's state of health. Krissick is 5'6", and her weight has at times dipped below 100 pounds. Last April, while a sophomore at Stonehill, she had a heart attack brought on by her anorexia. The school readmitted her in the fall, but then expelled her after she'd moved back onto campus. The college says its decision to expel Krissick last September was based on her, quote, life-threatening medical condition.
We determined at this point in time that her physical and emotional well-being would be compromised by returning to school.
Attorney Elise Busney is defending Stonehill College in the court case. Busney says Stonehill doesn't have the resources to monitor and assist a student with severe anorexia, such as Krissick.
We really felt that it wasn't in her best interest to return, and we really do care about this student deeply. We really want to see her get better, but we just don't think coming back to Stonehill is the place for her to do that at this point in time.
Krissick, however, says her health has improved dramatically since her heart attack last spring. Krissick says that being readmitted to Stonehill in September and then expelled soon after she'd moved back onto the campus was a blow to her self-esteem. She argued to the court that rebuilding her self-esteem is part of her battle against anorexia. Krissick's lawyer says to help repair the damage caused by her abrupt expulsion, the college should readmit Krissick immediately. Federal Judge Raya Zobel ruled against Krissick on this point and said she hadn't proven that she would suffer irreparable harm if she doesn't return to school immediately. The judge, however, did criticize Stonehill College for the school's, quote, inconsistent and heavy-handed actions in expelling her. The larger question of whether or not anorexia is a disability under the Americans with Disabilities Act is still pending before the court. Abby Ross is Krissick's lawyer.
It is not a win for the school in terms of it doesn't exonerate them from the claim of discrimination, or it doesn't talk about the fact that there isn't a disability.
One expert on eating disorders says there's a more important question here than whether or not anorexia is a disability. Dr. Harry Brandt, the director of the Center for Eating Disorders at St. Joseph Medical Center in Baltimore, says the important point is what's best for Krissick right now.
It may be more of a decision of medical judgment as opposed to a legal ADA decision about whether it is truly safe and appropriate for this person to be in college at this time as opposed to getting further help for her eating disorder.
But Krissick says she knows what's right for her, and she's going to pursue her discrimination suit against the school. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Boston.